babe. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, babe. Oh, baby.
Short divine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it can.
On this is the Sand City Radio. This is your boy Cass. Chill, man. Juice out, my man. Father Time, Father Time. What's good, dog?
What's cracking, dog?
You know how we do it, man. About this time, networking and politicking like we always do.
For sure.
Oh, boy. Long week, brother. Long week.
I don't know. I don't know if this is if this is Janine or not. If it is, she should push one, because I don't memorize no
it's
damn
not.
Numbers. Oh, okay.
Well, it's not.
All right. So what's happening?
Not much, man. What's going on with you? What's good in your life?
Not this goddamn lottery. I can tell you that.
Really, the lottery.
I guess you really got to be Mexican to win this shit, man. They say that's like a $7 million ticket out there somewhere. Shit, I'm checking motherfucking tickets from 10 years ago.
If it's 10 years ago, shit, you ain't going to get no money off that.
I know, but I'm just saying, man, it's a $7 million ticket out there somewhere. Somebody got it. That everybody, if you got lottery tickets, you better check them motherfuckers.
You in Minnesota?
It's nationwide.
Oh, I was just saying, I mean, they actually know where the ticket was bought at.
Yeah, they know, but they ain't saying. They just, well, I guess they just trying to make everybody check their shit. But yeah, that shit, all that shit's rigged, man. You ever notice, man, you have like maybe one person every 10, 12 years from the actual ghetto to win the motherfucker? Otherwise, it's the motherfuckers in Florida. They already got money. Think about it. How many hood motherfuckers you know, not even know personally, but heard of, actually winning? Rarely.
Man, you're right about that one.
Like, I heard a long time ago, some dude from Gary actually hit the lottery.
Oh, yeah, dude hit that $5 million back in the day.
And that's the last thing you heard about a motherfucker from Gary hitting that motherfucker.
Yeah, well, he kind of fucked his money up. Janine, what's that?
Hey, what's y'all doing?
Wondering why you late.
Oh, goodness. The time just went past.
You say what?
Say again.
Time just flew past. Didn't even know what the time it was.
I'm Maybe it was just me, but I don't understand the words you just said.
Yeah, okay.
He said time flew past. Time flew past. She was busy. Bottom line.
I didn't realize what time it was.
You know, speak English next time.
I was speaking English.
I got you. I got you. So what's going on?
What's going on with you?
Jeez, I'm just chilling. How'd your little post go? I saw you saw the little comment I made.
What you mean?
On the SinCity.com. SinCityRadioCenter.com, the yada, yada, yada comment.
Oh, ain't nobody paying no attention to you.
Oh, all right. So I was right then. That's all that means. I was
right.
Yada, yada, yada. Motherfuckers always talking that shit.
Oh,
you probably posted it when you was mad about some shit. That's why you posted it in the first place.
No, I didn't. That is not why.
Yeah, okay.
That is not why.
Did you see the post, man?
Yeah.
You didn't see the post.
Man, I just say yeah.
Talking out of it. Y'all ladies are always talking that. I'm going to start doing things for myself.
I mean, you don't even know what that meant. I mean, there was a lot of meaning behind that. You know, we always going for others, the kids, everybody. It's not just, it wasn't
that's
an
your job.
Post. It's
that's
not
your
just
job.
Our job. We have to take care of ourselves, too, or therefore we won't be able to help other people. We can't help nobody if we tired and drained and can't take care of ourselves, can't do for our own.
You know, then you shouldn't have had 12 kids.
Well, I didn't have
no
kids.
All the
so
time.
You're not talking about me.
I'm just saying. One woman always talking about, I'm tired. I got to do this. I got to do it. Man, we got to do the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe not at the level that the woman does, because, you know, most women, they got to work. And they got to come
mm-hmm.
to the crib, and the kids can
mm-hmm.
fuck the house up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But to be technical about it.
But y'all don't come and have to clean up and do a lot of that stuff either. So
that's what you make the kids do.
Well, what I'm saying is y'all get a break as men. A lot of times y'all can get that break. It's hard for us to get a break.
What do you mean?
Wait,
get
man. Hold on.
Break from what?
Hold on, man. Before we finish this, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How everybody doing?
Molly Maul, what's up?
Hello.
I didn't think it was you because it was too early.
Well, I'm going to say, what time is it? Damn, that hour and a half went by quick.
The ghost.
We just got on.
The ghost of Marley.
Well, welcome to the show early, brother.
Yeah, yeah. What y'all arguing about now? You know, jumping on Janine about something.
Janine with that bullshit.
Right? I know, right? They always getting on me. You
always got that bullshit going. That's why.
What?
We
not
get a
bullshit.
Break.
Y'all
Molly,
did you
get a break at the crib?
Do I get a break at the crib? No.
Don't you have to deal with that bullshit constantly all the time? You don't get a break, right? It's always some bullshit going on, right?
So you got to come
it's
home
always
clean
something.
Up and all that stuff. You got to come home. I ain't talking about listening to your woman or wife about stuff. I mean, so when you come home, you clean up, you doing all this type of stuff. You don't get to come home and just relax.
Well, I mean, I got the kids to come home and clean up, but I got to supervise it.
Okay.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
See that's women's fault. That's women's fault. Women, y'all have the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all raise the kids, all that
mm-hmm.
shit, right? It's y'all fault for not making them motherfuckers clean up when they was young. That way when they get older, they already know I better clean up or mom gonna give you my shit. That's how my mother had us to clean. We were fucking slaves.
Well, I made the kids clean, but you know, we ain't never, kids ain't never gonna clean like we want them to clean.
True, I give you that. I give you that one. That's why you make their ass do it over till it's right.
Okay, I'm not doing all that. I'ma just do why when I just do it myself. That's too much.
See, that's the problem.
But then now you are treating them like slaves. They're not slaves, okay? I'm not saying they don't need to have, you know, need to be corrected, but
they are slaves.
I'm not going to keep having them, pounding them over and over again. I just can't do that. I just do it myself.
Beat them. Beat them.
Yeah. I'm a staunch supporter. Staunch supporter in beatings.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, ain't nothing wrong with an ass whooping. Nothing wrong with it. It actually helps. It actually helps.
Man, I'm like Bernie Mac, man. Fuck them kids. I'm for real, man. Fuck them kids. Shit. I was always going to be talking about what these kids. These kids ain't shit. Damn, generation kids ain't shit. I said it. I'm gonna stand by mine. I be damn motherfucker say something different to them. Fuck these kids. They ain't shit, man. For real. What they do? Beg, borrow, take. They don't do shit. They don't do a motherfucking thing. They get mad when you ain't got it. Fuck these kids, man. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I talk shit to you like you done did something wrong to them. How the fuck you done did something wrong to them when these motherfuckers ain't never even had. There ain't nobody, none of them had to go out and get no damn summer job. Them motherfuckers didn't have to, and if they did get one, they didn't have to put that motherfucker on the rent. They didn't have to put no motherfucking money down on no bill. They spent every fucking dime they had. Motherfuckers get 20-something years old, still feel like they got to still live that same way. Well, I shouldn't have to pay nothing. You my mama, you my daddy. Man, fuck these kids, shit.
No. I told my cousin to tell his kids. I said, hey, you got a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old. You get them a damn gift card or a couple dollars for the holidays when they're coming up, and then that's it. Y'all better be glad y'all still staying in the damn house. You know what I'm saying?
This is what I don't understand. All right, you got a job, you ain't paying no bills, but you don't never have no money.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
My little cousin, he's making about $13 an hour. He works full time. Only thing you gotta worry about is insurance, gas, and a cell phone bill. That's it. And that nigga will be sitting around all the time and ain't got no damn money.
They buy $200 Jordans and hell, they get
extra money. Yeah, buying Jordans and buying Xbox, buying Xbox points and PlayStation points and all that bullshit.
All right, now hold on, dog. Ain't nothing wrong with buying some Xbox points.
When you spend all your damn money on Xbox points.
Fuck them kids. That's my motto. Fuck them kids. I'm fuck them kids. Shit. I don't like it. I'm tired of it.
Well, I was thinking about adopting, man. I want a do-over.
Adopt who? Who the fuck you gonna adopt?
I don't know, man. I want a do-over, man.
Okay.
The one I got, that shit just didn't work.
But that one is 17 and a half years old and already got a job.
No. I want one that's crawling that I can mold.
Well, you tried to mold that one. What happened?
Shit. I made a lot of mistakes.
Man, I wish I would. Man, look here. I know the luxury of grandkids now. You can do whatever you want and send their motherfucking asses back home. That's
yeah,
me.
Drop them back off. Give them sugar and candy and everything else.
I'm serious, man. Fuck these kids, man. I hate, man. Yeah, I'm upset. I can't stand these motherfuckers. Fuck them. No, I got a real issue with them, man. For real.
Yeah, that's what it be.
They
gonna
run me. Tired of these motherfuckers, man.
Then they get in trouble. They get in trouble, you know what I'm saying? You know, my cousin helped out his little boy quite a few times getting his ass out of jail, paying his fines and shit. I said, man, you crazy as hell. I said, you paying that shit?
No, but then here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. The mama's the one that fucks him up. The mama's let them say everything is all right. Until they get fucked up. When they get fucked up, put in a position, first thing they say, you need to talk to your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, now you need to talk to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't see the little motherfucker 2 months ago. Now you need to talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck the kids. I mean that.
I ain't going to say fuck the kids, but.
Man, fuck them kids. Man, let me tell you something. This is how fucked up I am. And this is just total asinine. I had an argument about some kids that don't even exist today. That's how fucked up I am. I had an argument about some kids that don't even exist. And, I mean, we actually got attitudes. We had attitudes with each other. Yeah, whatever. The fuck, these kids don't even exist. How the fuck do you have an attitude about a kid that don't exist? Please tell me that, dog.
I can't.
Right, everybody's
speechless.
I don't know about that one,
yeah.
Everybody's speechless. I fight with a motherfucker. I mean, dog. And we went at it. Well, fuck, you know, whatever there. See, you ain't going to be doing my shit like that. Well, you ain't going to do me like that. Yeah, I mean, we're going at it by some kids that don't even exist. How do you? Dude, I've been laughing so hard about it all day because, like, wow, this has got to be the craziest fight I've never had. We argued. Dog, I mean, listen to what I'm saying, Marley. We argued about some kids that don't exist. We took a what-if scenario and got real with it.
What ifs?
Man, fuck them
what
kids,
if this?
Man. No, and you know what? All the what ifs went out. It was just like, you know, motherfuckers just went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
I mean, what were you arguing about?
Wow, it was just, that's what I'm saying. We done broke up and we didn't. Wait a minute, here's the argument. The argument is that we done broke up, went our separate ways, and who disrespected who. And then motherfucker, other baby daddies got involved. Shit, I got off the phone, man. Fuck that, like I'm some punk motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Who the fuck? Ain't no motherfucker gonna run me. No, this argument ain't even. No. Here's the part. Here's the clincher. Now, the baby daddy in prison. I'm mad like this motherfucker didn't get out today. He on his way over. Dude, I done lost my motherfucking mind, man, for real. I'm so stressed out. I lost my motherfucking mind, man.
Man, the only thing you can do, man, about
and
that.
You know what? And here's the thing about it. It sounds so fucked up that y'all are just quiet. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? That's how crazy it is. Dude, I got off the phone like, oh, this motherfucker must think I'm some motherfucking punk. Like, I'm some motherfucking bitch or something. No, I was hot. I'm fuming, dog. I'm on fire like, man. No, I'm hot. I'm pissed. I mean, motherfucker, like, shit. Like, he crazy. So what, motherfucker? I'm crazy, too. What, I'm a punk? I'm a bag down or something? Dude, and the scenario was so fucked up is that the motherfucker that she was talking, it was straight up what is scenario, because the motherfucker in prison right now. So it's not like he's getting out today or tomorrow or next week or next year. Or the next 5 years. But the argument just got to me that bad where I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck that. Dude, I done lost my mind, man. I need help. Pop time, what's wrong with me, man?
I don't know, but that's an argument I wouldn't have had. That just sounds weird to me.
It was.
Yeah.
It truly was.
Hey, you know, maybe you gotta realize some battles just ain't worth fighting.
I don't know, man.
You know?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I got a question for y'all. How about that?
What's up?
That spousal support Mary J. His husband asking for.
Good. Good. I'm glad he
That's
getting
what I'm
it.
Saying. Good.
I hope he get it.
Good. I hope he get it too. He was asking for like $100,000 a month.
Okay. And?
I mean, that's cool with me. I'm like, to take care of his kids and take care of his parents and all that shit. I'm like, she should have filed a prenup if she was worried about this nigga doing all this, you know what I'm saying? Since she didn't, pay up.
All right, hold on. We got Janine on the phone. We got a female on the phone. Janine, what you think?
Yeah, y'all
said
he got it or he asking for it.
No,
you said what?
He's asking for it.
Hey, y'all said he asking for it. I mean, if she didn't sign the form, then I guess she had no choice.
So, do you think she justified? Do you think he justified for asking for it?
It really depends on how much he asked for. Because, I mean, to be honest, a lot of the money was made before they even got married. So just like a man wouldn't want a woman coming in taking all his money.
Hold on. Hold on, what are you doing? We can't hear you. You got to get on the phone now.
Not doing anything. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you fine now. You real muffled.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What the heck?
It's like...
We listening?
It depends on how much he asked her for, because she made a lot of her money before they got married. So to me, it would be the same thing. Yeah, that's what I would think most of it. So it would be the same thing. Like, even if it was a guy, I don't think a woman should get it if you come into the picture after they done made all their money. Now, if you made it and y'all were together at the time, that's different. It would really depend on when they got together, how much she made from the time they got together up until the divorce.
He asked him for $123,000,
$129,000 a month. Mm. Mm. All right, look, I just pulled it up. All right, Janine, listen. This is what he asking for. This is the breakdown. He wants $8,000 for a private chef. This is per month now.
Mm-hmm.
$8,000 for a private chef. $3,200 for a personal trainer. $1,000 for clothes. $5,000 to continue paying his parents each month. I don't know what the fuck that's for. What the fuck is he paying his parents $5,000 a month for?
Hey, man, anyway. She read.
$71,000 for rental properties, $5,000 a month to support his two children from another relationship, $2,500 for auto expenses and transportation, $5,780 for maintenance and repairs on his properties, $5,732 for groceries. What the fuck is he eating? That's a lot of money for groceries. $21,677. I am, man. Stop talking. Let me finish. $21,677 for charity donations. $10,000 a month for entertainment, gifts, and vacations. $100,000 for attorney fees. And $30,000 for accounting fees. Ain't no judge in the world going to give him all that shit.
Why not? They get women that all the time.
Ain't no – a judge is not going to give him that. Come on, dude. $8,000 for a private chef. Get the fuck out.
Okay,
he
my question to you, what's the difference between him and her? Because women get it all the fucking time.
I think it's the amount and what she asked for. A lot of the times the women got the kids, though, too.
That's true.
Okay.
But, I mean...
Mary ain't finna stop touring. He gonna have the kids.
What?
So why should... Let me ask you this, man. Why should... Who is this? This is Mary J. Blige, or...
Mary J. Blige.
Okay, why should Mary J. Blige have to give him money to pay child support for kids that ain't even his? I mean, hers. He want her to pay his child support for kids that ain't even hers.
What was she paying it before?
Who asked for that? Huh?
Was she paying it before they got broke up?
I have no idea. I'm just going off of what's on
the
list.
Well, if she was, then keep paying. Just like if it was you, you would have to keep paying.
$5,000 for his parents.
Okay, what part of this you not understanding? If it was you and you was doing all that, if you was paying for your girl, motherfucker, white kids, parents or whatever, if you was doing that every month for an accessible amount of time, then yeah, that's a lifestyle that they got accustomed to. And if that's the lifestyle that you provided, that's the lifestyle that you got to keep providing.
Yeah.
Shit, it's the same difference between if it was a woman. She would have to, if it was a woman, he would have to keep doing it. Why the fuck she don't?
I feel your pain, dog, but I don't think you're going to get half the shit on this list. I don't see the judge giving a grown-ass man half the shit that's on this list. I just don't see it.
Why not? Well, okay. So now let me ask you, why the fuck do we gotta give a grown ass woman that? She's an able bodied ass woman, she can't get out and work. Why the fuck she get it?
Like I said, I hear your argument, but I don't think a judge is gonna give him all that. I don't think a judge is gonna give him that.
Kevin Federline got it.
I don't think he's gonna get it either. But you asked for the world.
Kevin Federline got it.
Kevin Federline also got the kids.
Exactly.
You think he ain't going to take for the kids? He ended
up with kids.
What?
You think he ain't going to take for the kids? Shit, she torn.
But that's why she's
man, hold on, y'all. Hold on, brother. Hold on. Hold on, man. Life, what's up?
Hey. What's going on in the city?
Man, who's fighting in your background?
You in the club, girl?
You ain't lying.
I wish I'm leaving work.
Damn, I'm going to
motherfucker get ready to fight.
Goes down when you're trying to go home.
All right, but now back to what we were saying. How does that not, I mean, dog, I'm really trying to figure this out. How does that not, okay, he may not get that, what he asked for, but shit, he don't deserve something?
I just said that's the amount he asking for is too much.
Way too much.
I'll tell you right now, if my girl something that
okay, what is her net worth?
We break up.
What is Mary J's net worth?
I don't know. It must be pretty good.
She ain't hot.
Kind of money.
He going off of what he thinks she going to make. She ain't made it in 20 years. She ain't got money like that no more. Unless he knows some shit that I don't know. But she ain't got it like that no more.
I'm quite sure he knows some shit you don't know.
And he should know that she ain't got money like a hundred and some thousand dollars.
I know. Evidently, he knows she do got money like that. That's because you don't know it.
Yeah, she must have got some investments or something. That we don't know about. Right. Money
see, you don't know what the fuck. You sitting there like she broke. That bitch ain't broke.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's just wait and see how much he get. I guarantee you he ain't going to get all that.
He might not get it all, but he deserves something. But here's my thing. The bitch just 10 years ago, the bitch was like, oh, no, he the best thing that ever come in my life. Fuck KC. Fuck all the other motherfuckers. He the one. Man, that bitch is miserable. Miserable. I mean, think about it. What? Every time she go through a divorce, that's when the album come out. You did me wrong. Shut your miserable ass up. You just a miserable.
Man, you need anger management, man.
She gonna drop a hit album next.
And that's all they waiting on. And that's why she doing the shit. She always wants a motherfucker to feel sorry for her, man. I'm telling you. That bro always wants somebody to feel sorry for her.
Well, I like her music. It's just me. I like what she be saying.
Mm-hmm.
She can sing to me.
Until motherfucker twist that song around and start singing it to you. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna shed no tears. Then you gonna be talking with the women. What the fuck you mean? Let a motherfucker walk around and saw a house singing that song to you. How long you gonna listen to it?
That ain't Mary J. Blige's fault.
Nah, whatever.
Well, I'm gonna go battle shit.
How you gonna blame the singer of the song? Cause your girl sing.
I ain't gonna blame her. Cause, well, she gonna blame me when I give a open hand slap to the mouth. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
You know.
We can say what we want to say.
What you want to say? Every consequence got a reaction.
We can sing whatever we want to sing. We like the song. Why you taking it so
hard?
Mm-hmm.
Don't sing this shit in front of me.
Just
God damn it. Don't sing. I ain't feeling shit. I'm feeling this motherfucker. I'm going to feel this alcohol out there. Butt your motherfucking
okay.
head.
Okay.
Okay.
Sing the song. Sing it loud.
Yeah, you can't sing it with two missing teeth. You cannot fit that song with you cannot hit that note with your two front teeth missing.
Watch me sing. I don't give a fuck if I ain't got no teeth in my mouth. It might not sound like it, but it's gonna be fun.
Sing it if you want to. I'ma crack you again. Okay. If that you sing that motherfucker, that one's gonna make a you gonna have a headache instantly. As soon as that song come on.
Oh my goodness.
Can we all just get along?
My hair hurt. My hair hurt every time I hit Barry. Every time Barry come on, my head just start hurting.
Can't sing a song. Oh, I see. Y'all are just going too far.
Damn it.
What you saying, you fool? What you saying, your girl gonna feel like Michelle A did when Dr. Dre is beating her ass all the damn time?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. We trying to say that one till tomorrow. We trying because we want to stream that one. We want to stream that one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I'll say my comments for tomorrow, then.
Yeah,
please.
We want to stream that one tomorrow. I wanted to bring it up tonight, but I do believe tomorrow will be better when we get streaming.
All right.
When you get streaming where we got thousands and thousands of people listening to that one. Because I got some shit to say about that one.
Bitch.
Thanking bitch. Who the fuck is that thing? Who the fuck is that thing? do to your ass, goddamn it. I'm gonna do like Drake.
You know that thing that got on y'all nerves. That was my whatever back in the day.
I wish you motherfucker.
I just want y'all to know that y'all are showing y'all royal behind tonight.
It's hype tonight. Molly Maud and
called in
early.
Man. Mm-hmm. I said, we're going to say that for tomorrow, but, I'm licking my chops for that one. That Michelle A. bitch.
Yeah, she's something else.
I'm licking my chops for that one.
La la la.
I'm playing. Why we gonna quit singing around me?
Oh goodness!
I mean, really, we just
see that
bitch on the road, though.
I see. Okay, hey, I want to ask a question though. Now, this one to my family. This one to my family. I don't know, ladies. I don't know if y'all was up on it, but the Benny Siegel thing, Benny Siegel.
Yeah.
You know, they. Now, for everybody that don't know, I mean, I'm pretty sure we all know who Benny Siegel is. You know, JB. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went through his hard times and all that shit. Got out of jail. You know, Meek Mill's in the game, they was beefing, and they made a track, they made a diss track at the game. Gang retaliated. He retaliated and he tore their ass up. Now,
sure enough, he put some fire on their ass.
Yeah, he put that fire on their ass. But now, and I guess, you know, Benny Siegel was like, all right, man, you know, I shouldn't even jump on Meek Mill's track. So now in the process of him saying that shit, you know, they felt like, all right, you dissed us because you like, all right, you should have jumped on that track, but you did, and now you're dissing. So one of Meek Mill's guys knocked Vinny Siegel unconscious on live TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Bane did it. T.P. Bane that did it.
What's his name?
T.P. Bane. T.E.E.F.Y.B.A.Y.
Okay.
Damn, he knocked him unconscious?
Knocked him out.
Not Vinny Siegel out. Now, here's my thing about that. Now, I mean, we all over 40. Now, was Vinny Siegel being an adult about
it? I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
What?
She ain't over 40.
Ain't over 40.
Well, I was talking to the NC. If you heard me, I said I was talking to the family.
Oh, okay.
She's a young man.
Fella, was he being a man or was he being a bitch about it? What do y'all think?
I just think that, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, he backed off the situation. So he was like, hold on, man. Maybe he might not have been as tight with Meek Mill as he was thinking or something. You know, and Vinny Siegel, like you said, he done been through some shit. He done got shot last year and lost a lung. That's why he talks so funny now, because he only got one lung. You know, he like, man, shit, maybe this shit might not be for me no more. You know what I'm saying? And just say, fuck it, the hell, man. He got to be about 40-something, too. You know, like, hey, man, this shit ain't for me no more. I'm done.
All right, now, go ahead.
All right, let me see if I get this straight. Okay, Vinny Siegel jumped on a track with Meek Mill, or he jumped on a track with the gang.
We jump on track with Meek Mill.
This in the game.
Right.
Now, I know the game and Meek Mill got issues.
Yeah.
So did the game diss Vinny Siegel first, or did he just jump on the track because Meek Mill is his boy?
He just jumped on the track because
it was a Philly thing. Yeah.
It was a Philly thing, so he jumped on the track.
All right. And now, at the end of the story, one of Meek Mill's boys knocked his ass out.
Yeah, because he said he shouldn't have jumped on the track, that he was wrong for even jumping on the track like that.
Well, he should have stayed his ass off the track. First of all, if I'm going to get on the track with you, why in the fuck is your boy coming at me when we on the track together?
Because after we did the song, I recanted my statement. I was like, man, I was wrong for getting on that track. Shouldn't have got on that because this was a beat that didn't have nothing to do with me. I got caught up in the moment, and I got on the track, which I shouldn't have got on the track because it had nothing to do with me.
But you got on it anyway.
So once I got on it and I realized that I was wrong for getting on it, shouldn't have got on it, and I was like, shit, you know what? I was wrong. I shouldn't have got on the track, man, you know? I shouldn't have got on that. That wasn't even, you know, I got caught up in the moment. I shouldn't even got on the track. That's between you and you. That's just like, okay, all right, that's just like you and Marley got an issue going. I ain't got no beef with Marley. Me and Marley cool. But because me and you from the same neighborhood, and you know what I'm saying, I'm in the studio with you, I jump on the track. Now, Marley come back with another track now. Marley, you know what I'm saying? And I see this interview with Marley, like, man, dude, I looked up to you. You know, not to say that you look up to me, Marley, but you should. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? He like, you know, I looked up to you, man. I ain't had no beef with you, man. You know, you started it with me. I never said your name. So now I'm like, all right, well, man, you know. Well, Marley, you never did say my name. I just jumped on the track. So I, you know, as a man, I'm thinking as a man, I'm coming in real. Like, all right, yeah, I should have jumped on that track. You know, I just got caught up in it.
You know what
that
is?
Am I being a bitch or am I being a man?
You know what that is? Well, you're being a bitch, number one. Number two.
Really?
Game reached out. Game reached out to his ass. That's what happened. Game reached out to Benny Siegel like, yo, dog, you don't want this. You need to, he hollered at his ass, you know, or he sent somebody to holler at him. You need to retract that shit. Or we going to have some issues.
No, I mean, he said that. He said that. He said, because when the game was like, dog, I never did nothing to you. I was, you know, the game made an interview. The game said, man, I never did nothing to you. I looked up to you. You was one of my favorites. You know, I never disrespected you. You know what I'm saying? So, I disrespected you after I heard the track. But, dude, I never had no beef towards you. Now, you really feel like, all right, man, all right, he being a bitch or he being a man? I mean, he's 40-something years old. What?
Some motherfucker in the street. Game handled that shit through the streets. Now, he might have got on TV saying, yo, man, I ain't never disrespect you or none of that bullshit. But I guarantee you, behind closed doors, that conversation was totally different. And Benny Siegel looked at it like, well, you know, this motherfucker got 100,000
okay, so
games. I ain't got nobody behind me.
Okay, hold on, dog. Humor me, because he had McNeil's them all behind him. He had all the Philly behind him. So he wasn't a man without a country. He had McNeil's the whole clique behind him. He just stepped up, I mean, to just say, you right, that I shouldn't even got on this track. This didn't have nothing to do with me.
I think he went out like a bitch. You on the motherfucking track, own up to that shit. You said what you said. Knowing you had nothing to do with the beef in the first place. But you put yourself in it because of that motherfucking, oh, he from Philly, so I'm down with the Philly cats and all that bullshit. And look what it got you. It got you coming on TV apologizing. You apologize. Meek Mills ain't apologizing. You apologizing. So how
well, the beef was with McNeil. The beef was with McNeil. I mean,
I know they got beef, but I mean, think about it, man. How you gonna respect who respect McNeil? His woman run him. He ain't got no motherfucking credibility in the street.
That's the problem. He ain't got no respect as far as in the industry, you know, because
exactly.
It's like, man, McNeil was seeking Beanie Siegel to get more street cred because everybody looked at hell. Drake dissed you. A singer
Drake
dissed you and got away with it. You know, and the only thing you can fall back on is Nicki Minaj.
That's
all you got, bro.
So Beanie Siegel.
Okay, so y'all saying
you.
That Beanie. So okay, hold on. Let me get this right. Both of y'all saying that Benny Siegel was wrong. He shouldn't have recanted his statement. He should have been a man
I'm
and
saying,
said.
No,
that's
I'm
that's
saying what he did was right. I'm saying what he did was right. Shit, man. Man, the calculated losses. Hey, say, hey, man, my bag. I shouldn't have gotten this damn track and then going about your business. Especially if you got niggas knocking you out. Afterwards, you know what I'm saying? This shit ain't
no,
funny,
I mean, but
you know?
he said the statement before he even got knocked out. That's what got him knocked out because he made the statement like, man, I was wrong. I shouldn't have got on that track.
At the end of the day, dog, we talking about a motherfucker who was known for saying either get down or get laid down. That's what that motherfucker
said. No, get down or lay down.
Get down, lay down. But he has
get to down or lay down.
He has to man.
And now
you
on
you
TV
ain't got
apologizing?
One lung, if you ain't got one lung, you can't fight no damn body.
Which means, which is why he should have stayed his ass off the track in the first place. He had nothing to do with it. Now you get on the track, now you the one looking like a bitch because you on TV apologizing. Come on, man. Now who going to respect him for that? He's supposed to be so street. Street motherfuckers going to apologize for nothing.
I'm going to be real with you. I respected him for it. I respected him for it.
I do, too.
I mean,
I
shit,
say, man.
He was wrong. He admitted that he was wrong. Shit. Now, let's go to phase two about it. Let's go to he gets on the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne.
Charlamagne.
He
checked the shit out of him. He checked the shit out of Charlamagne.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Charlamagne knew nothing better than not to mess with him. And Charlamagne,
was he wrong for that?
He laid people on.
Well, okay, first of all, you come out on TV, you apologize to this man. You get knocked out by this man. But now you want to try to come at me? Get the fuck out. How can I respect that? You apologize
well,
to this
in
man
all honesty,
for getting on the show.
Hold on, man. Hold on. I don't think you've seen what happened. In all honesty, he got sucker punched. He didn't do. He seen a dude with him and dude hit him.
Yeah.
He didn't. It wasn't like him and dude was nutted up.
It still don't matter, dog.
Against each other.
It still don't matter.
Nah,
come on, man.
It do matter. Come on, dog.
Come on, man. Look.
Nah, I would talk shit. Now, see, I would talk shit. Now, I wouldn't talk shit to Pablo Escobar, but I would talk shit to this old man across the street from me. I knew who to talk shit to.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, on some real shit. If the motherfucker standing right there next to you, he came in the studio with you, and you say something, and the motherfucker's still on you. Is he right, dog?
Yeah, that ain't street code. If you sucker punch somebody, you ain't even get no love from nobody on the street because you sucker punch somebody.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Hell, Janine. Janine and all them, what the hell are we talking about?
Time?
Hello?
Oh, I can talk now? I can actually get a word in?
Come on, man. Come on with that shit, man. Come on now.
I'm steady trying to talk, and you just over-talking me.
Dog,
give me a chance to say what
I'm not over-talking. I'm not over-talking you. It's the fact that you didn't know the whole situation. I'm trying to explain the situation to you. That's all. I'm trying to explain it to you, but you're not listening. You keep saying, all right, well, this, that, and other. Dog, dude walked in the studio with him. That was his man. He thinking this is his man. That's what I'm saying. Nigga got sucker punched. That's all I'm saying. It's not like they stood front to front and argue and dude hit him. Dude got sucker punched. That's just like that's why I was trying to put it to you like me and you we walk in the studio or me and you and Marty walk in the studio and you say I'm wrong for this cast. But you and Marty walked in the studio together, and Marty just hauled off and hit you. Is he right for hitting you?
Well, of course he's not right, but at the same time, y'all keep saying, okay, he sucker punched him. You know, that's a bitch move. Come on, man. When we was growing up, motherfuckers got fired on all the time. Motherfuckers got sucker punched all the motherfucking time. And motherfuckers still got credit for sucker punching that motherfucker, knock that motherfucker out or whatever. But at the end of the day, if I'm Charlamagne, I'm looking at Benny Siegel like, okay, this motherfucker knocked you out. You apologize to this motherfucker, but you trying to come at me like you're the tough guy. How the fuck are you a tough guy?
Okay, you finish. I really don't think you understanding what I'm saying. You keep saying, he didn't get sucker. I mean, Charlamagne can't say shit because he got sucker punched by what he thought was his boy. He didn't get sucker punched by his enemy. He got sucker punched by a motherfucker that he thought was his boy.
Mm-hmm. And my stances on it is, like I said, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't talk shit to Pablo Escobar. If I talk shit to my neighbor across the street, it's different levels. Even Charlamagne on a level, he know, even though Benny Siegel got knocked out by old Teasley, Benny Siegel still got people. And Charlamagne, no matter what you do on TV, he's still just a radio disc jockey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, y'all not understanding what I'm saying. Y'all keep focusing on, okay, he got sucker punched. Okay, that shit happened all the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at it, if I'm Charlamagne, you coming at me like you want to do something to me, but you on TV apologizing to this man, and then you got knocked out by this man, but you want to come at me? Why you ain't going to the motherfucker that knocked you out?
Okay, but
why you ain't
going? Okay, but you keep missing the key word. Okay, dog. This is, I mean, really, dog. I'm really trying to understand. I'm serious. I'm not being funny. I don't think you understand what we're saying. Okay. You wrote a song. The motherfucking song. You kind of felt like, all right, I was kind of wrong for being on this song. I mean, I shouldn't even get on the song. So as a man, you like, I was wrong. I was wrong. I shouldn't have said shit. This is they beef. Now, you got a motherfucker. That's just like, okay, let's just say we got Mr. Charlie with us. You did some shit, but then you like, man, I was wrong. I shouldn't have did it. You know what I'm saying? Now, you and Mr. Charlie did a song together. Now, a motherfucker that Mr. Charlie cool with, this motherfucker not your boy. He not your boy like that. But you and Mr. Charlie cool, but this dude is Mr. Charlie's boy. But he just rolling with you because he just want to go to the studio. And, you know, you like, all right, man, you know, some real shit. I'm being a real man about it. All right, man, you know, fuck it. I was wrong for getting on the phone. Now, this motherfucker, you know, he ain't bring you to the side. He ain't say, hey, dog, you know, you ain't have to bow down like that or nothing. You sitting there talking on the interview, and he punched you and knocked you unconscious. You really think you deserve that?
I'm not saying that he deserves that. I mean, I think we just we're talking about two totally different things. I'm talking about.
I think we are.
Yeah, we are. I'm talking about Charlamagne. I'm talking about if I'm the motherfucker doing that interview on the radio, I'm looking at you like, okay, why you trying to jump on me when you ain't jump on these motherfuckers? But you want to come up on my show and try to jump on me.
Okay, now, with that being said, the motherfucker sucker punched him. He ain't like, okay, if a motherfucker hit me, me and you was banging, heads up, and you won the fight, then all right. But if I'm not even seeing this motherfucking shot coming and the motherfucker hit me, he didn't hit him instead of that. He hit him and he walked away. Now, okay, motherfuckers like, oh, you got knocked the fuck out. You not going to have an attitude?
Of course I'm going to have an attitude. But at the same time, my next question is, well, what did you do to him after you woke up? What happened with dude? But you want to fight me, but what did you do with dude? But you can find
really?
Him. It ain't like that
really?
Fucking invisible. You know where he at.
You really gonna get on? You really gonna get on a nationally syndicated show and say, "Man, I murked that nigga." Oh, I'm gonna murk that nigga as soon as I see it. You really gonna get on a national syndicated show and say that?
I ain't say nothing about no murder. I ain't say nothing about no murder. My question is, okay, you trying to jump on me because I'm doing my job? I'm conducting an interview. You getting hostile with me? But did you get hostile when you woke up after that motherfucker knocked you out? What did you do to him?
Dude, I'm not even being funny. I'm not even being funny. But if you came to me like that, I would be at you. Because, dog, come on, man. Let's be realistic, man. Come on. If a motherfucker sitting there saying, you know what I'm saying, nigga talking shit to you, you done already got dropped out in front of, millions of people done seen you get knocked out. You wouldn't be mad.
Of course,
and this motherfucker sitting there talking shit to you. Hey, dog, let's be real with this. If a motherfucker sit there and start talking shit to you, you're going to be pissed off. You're going to be like, you said what, dog? What the fuck did you just say to me?
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. Charlamagne gets paid to antagonize and push people's buttons.
Exactly. That's my whole point right there.
I've seen the show quite a few times. He does it to a lot of people, but some people he know, which he has background on them, some people he knows still not to fuck with. And Beanie must be one of them people he know, must know not to fuck with.
Yeah, but at the same time, the behind the scenes is that them two, them motherfuckers go way back anyway, him and Charlamagne. But at the same time, Beanie Siegel should have known what the fuck was going to happen on that show. Everybody
now,
know
yeah,
how this Charlamagne dude is. Everybody know how
yeah,
he is.
That's
so
true.
He should expect those
know.
Kind of questions.
Yeah, I wouldn't
he,
even.
He should have known that's what he do.
Yeah, if I was Beanie, I wouldn't even on a damn show. You know, because
you
know
I'm gonna bring it up. You know, he of all people gonna bring that shit up. And he knew that.
Okay.
Just
now
like
with
when
that,
respect
with
my
that,
name dude was on there. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now with that, I agree with you 110%. But see, that ain't what you just was saying earlier. I mean, your whole thing was a whole different dimension earlier. That's what I'm saying. I mean, with that, okay, the way you just worded it just now, yeah, you're right. You knew Charlamagne was going to say something. You knew it. You knew coming out the gate, going on the show, Charlamagne was going to push your butt. That's understandable. And I agree with you 110%. You knew he would. But at the same time, I mean, it was at first you were just like, all right, well, why the fuck you going to go at Charlamagne, but you ain't going to do? Dude, sucker tactics. He knew what Charlamagne was going to do. That's why he said what he said.
Who up there singing?
Yeah, but at the end of the day...
Really, she really didn't watch that movie. She didn't watch that movie good because she didn't realize that Drake beat hit her ass for all that damn thing.
Yeah, so did Suge.
Yeah. So we're going to be Suge and Dre on... Janine's gonna get that. She's gonna get shit in and Dre on her ass today. We're gonna shug and Dre her ass.
Shug and Dre, right?
Nah. I don't know. Hey, Fontaine, you got a ring on. You got some big rings on.
Yeah,
I got my Marine Corps ring on.
Okay, you coach the football team, right?
True.
Okay, so she got hit with that football.
Whatever.
Hey, did y'all hear this? Somebody trying to sell Tupac's diary from jail. Did y'all see this shit? They trying to sell his allegedly it's his diary. I don't know what the fuck they getting this shit from. They trying to sell it for $200,000.
Damn.
The necklace that he had on, the necklace that he had on when he got shot in New York the first time. Trying to sell that motherfucker for
$125,000. Damn.
My question is, how the fuck, who the fuck would buy that shit? How do you even know that shit's real? How you know this is the necklace that he happened to have on in 1994? It's 2015. 2016. And you just happen to be walking around with the necklace that Tupac had on in 1994 when he got shot.
I'm not going to bullshit you. I don't know how we'll know the authenticity. The authenticity. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Authenticity of the necklace. But if it was some way, if it was some way to prove that, I would, and I had the money to buy it, yeah, I would buy that necklace. I would.
Man, you crazy as hell.
I would buy it. I would buy it.
You'd spend $125,000 on a necklace.
Duh, if I had the money, if that wasn't a loss to me, yeah, I would buy it. Yeah, I would buy that necklace. I would. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I would buy it and would wear that bitch.
Yeah, all right. Hey man, did I tell you I got the socks that Biggie wore when he got shot, dog? $300,000, they're yours. The fuck, I can go to the store and buy a pair of socks. Yeah, these socks Biggie had on. When he got shot, I saw him at the hospital.
Didn't you just hear me say, hey, this is what I'm talking about him. He's such a, you know what, you the Charlemagne of this motherfucker's show. How somebody need to whoop your ass? Because you just a fucking antagonist, and you antagonize shit for no goddamn reason. Now, did you or did you not hear me say, if we could just prove it, if the authenticity, you, whatever that word is, I cannot say it. But if we knew, if I knew for a proven fact that, yes, that was Tupac's chain, yes, I would buy it. Yes, I would buy it if I had the money to buy it and I knew it wasn't going to hurt me. It wasn't going to put me in no motherfucking economic despair or nothing like that. Yes, I would buy it. Only if the shit didn't hurt me. Like, if I was Drake, I was a billionaire, yeah, I would buy the chain. If I had that type of money, I would buy the chain because I'm a Tupac fan. That's why I would
buy. That's an interesting thought. Just to say, if all of us had money, you talking about Tupac's chain, like, what's one thing that you would buy to say, hey, I mean, money ain't no object, you know? Me, I would buy the world championship belt that Ric Flair and them had in WCW.
I would too.
The Ric
now, Flair. Before we finish that thought, Ms. Pimp, what's happening?
Good morning.
No, good evening, good night. You too late to be saying that.
I want the Biggie socks. I want
$300,000.
Man, I ain't gonna pay that much, but I would. But I tell you what, I would pay that much for any Prince anything. I would do that.
A Prince outfit.
No,
now you
I
know.
Had a Prince. I'm just
or a
saying.
Guitar.
Yeah, for a guitar. Damn it, his
yeah,
sheets. I wouldn't give a shit. I would pay that money.
How much would you willing to pay? I just came into it, the Purple Rain soundtrack on cassette tape that I actually took out his crib. How much you willing to give me for it?
Well, I already have the cassette tape and the album. I have that.
No, you're not hearing me.
Oh, okay.
I have the actual cassette from his crib. How much you willing to give me for it?
Well,
you know, he's up there in Minnesota.
I'm in Minnesota. I got it out of his crib.
Yeah, he in Minnesota.
But, I mean, I can't tell that.
By the way, it's autographed, too.
Well, that's different. Okay. I would give you that money.
Let's make a deal. Hold on. Let me sign his name right quick. Now, let's make a deal.
Right.
I mean, if it's that easy.
It would be an investment. Hush. It would be an investment. But, you know, of course that would have to be authenticated.
Hush. Yeah, I don't think there's no way you can prove that kind of stuff. Unless you get it from the actual person. I don't see how you can prove that this actually belonged to him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Unless you
Marty,
got pictures
of yourself. Shit, Photoshop, dog.
I can tell a picture.
I mean, this Photoshop is a motherfucker. Y'all see all them pretty women on my picture? I don't know none of them hoes.
Yeah. But I want the belt Ric Flair and them had. You know, back in the 80s, I would want that all gold belt.
I would
but
definitely
you know what?
Buy that.
You can actually
I would
get that
definitely
belt.
Buy that.
Yeah.
Oh, I would buy it, you know what I'm saying, if it's strictly from Flair. If Flair came to me and be like,
right.
I'd be like, hey, Flair, can I buy your belt?
Yeah, right.
And he pulled that motherfucker off the wall.
Yeah,
you couldn't tell me shit. I'd be wearing that motherfucker.
Okay, but not. Okay, but that's the same thing. I mean, he could go to A&J authentic belts and buy one and be like, all right, here, and keep his real.
That's the same thing I'm saying about the Tupac necklace.
Okay, but you just said because Ric Flair gave it to you, you would buy it.
Right. If Tupac gave me the necklace, I would buy it. That ain't gonna happen.
But okay,
ain't none of it gonna happen.
Damn, thanks.
You know what? You absolutely right. Ain't none of this shit gonna happen. Ain't nothing around this motherfucker. Ain't nothing on this show gonna happen. I'm
with you wholeheartedly on that. Ain't nothing on this show gonna happen.
Ric Flair ain't giving you nothing.
Say that.
I get my little. I don't know. I mean, if you catch a motherfucker when they down and out, you can buy like these motherfuckers be selling their Super Bowl rings and shit.
Yeah,
I would
true.
Buy a Super Bowl ring. I would buy a Super Bowl ring. If Lawrence Taylor came to me and said, "Hey man, you want to buy this ring?" I would buy that motherfucker. Now I would
buy
a Super Bowl ring,
but I wouldn't buy nobody from like New England Super Bowl ring. Like you can have that shit.
Shit, I would. You know how many diamonds be in them rings, man?
Hey, y'all were crazy.
I called next to you as soon as I get that motherfucker. Like, hey, fuck New England.
Man, it don't matter, man. It's a Super Bowl ring, man. Them motherfuckers are very rare.
I heard they couldn't sell their stuff no more.
Shit, why not?
Anything is for sale.
Well, even if they sell it, I heard like it couldn't be pawned or something like that. You know, I was seeing that on Pawn Stars.
Now you ain't give us an answer about what you pay for, Janine. You can pay for something.
What you mean?
Some piece of something that you were like, okay, I would like that off somebody famous or something.
I'll make it easy for you, Janine. Okay, name the sexiest guy for you. Name the sexiest guy. The sexiest guy to you, movie star, whatever.
Cash.
She probably gonna say the Rock or some shit like that.
Motherfucker, did y'all just hear me say Cash?
No, he's gonna be chocolate.
He said Cash. But if you want to be specific and say a movie star, you haven't got there yet, Cash. You haven't got there yet.
I'm on my way.
You're on your way. But if we
ain't play getting written now. Say Cash, goddammit. Say
Cash.
I really want to hear what Father Time's gonna say.
Oh my goodness.
All right, motherfucker, finish the question.
Who
said it?
I said Cass.
And who else?
Shit. Well, there's some haters on this motherfucker tonight, ain't it? Marl, I never pegged you for one, but okay. Fuck you too.
All right, let's say you had
if I had $100 million. To pick somebody else, it'd be Brad Pitt.
Really? Brad, you just keep going past me. You know what? Fuck y'all. Don't say my name no more tonight. I'm through. I'm done.
Oh my God.
I'm done. Cause you gotta go with what he say. I'm done. I'm fuck y'all. I'm done.
All right, Janine, let's say you had the money. Let's say you're sitting on $100 million. You hit the Powerball for $100 million. Would you pay Brad Pitt to sleep with him?
Hell no, I ain't desperate.
Hell no, she was like, he gonna see this. He gonna want it anyway. Shit.
I mean, now I would pay to maybe meet him, but I ain't trying to have to pay nobody to sleep with me. Now that ain't even necessary. Now, if it was just like to meet, or we go somewhere, or we meeting somewhere, or something like that, and I pay for something like that, or he at an event that I know he's gonna be at, and I pay to go to the event, I might do something like that.
Yeah, I do something like that. I go pay some money to see. My first love, hell, she getting old. And that's weird. She got to be about 60 now. Shit, I ain't fucking around with her no damn more. Vanessa Williams.
She's still old, bro.
I thought you said Vanessa Del Rio.
Vanessa Del Rio? Nah, I'm cool on that.
She might be 100 years old, but I bet she can still go.
Molly, I thought you were saying her too.
Everybody done seen Vanessa Del Rio.
Yeah.
But I bet you got some motherfuckers that'll pay to hit it, though. Because I'm guaranteeing you she can teach you some tricks.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
Where's the Come superstar? On, man. Where's Cass at? He really got off the phone. I'm going to have to fire finger, Michelle.
I can talk about Fuck it. Everybody else want to act like motherfuckers. I'm going to act like one, too. Fuck it. I'm done. Y'all enjoy y'all show.
Hey, you ain't doing nothing. What? Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. I'll let me next week.
I'll let you tomorrow. We can talk about this new Chalet. I sing her songs tomorrow.
Man, I ain't thinking about Michelle and nobody else on this motherfucker. Fuck it.
Anyway. Oh, my God.
Shit, you ain't never seen me. Happy birthday. Shit.
Nah, think about it. Hell, you slipped on that.
Holy fuck you. You being Marley, you used to be cool, but he want to sound with him. Fuck you too, Marley.
Somebody other than Kevin.
That shit last week.
Wait till that shit, motherfucker. You done blew that.
Yeah, I know that. I can wait till next year. Ain't that about a bitch?
Goddamn right. I'm going to mute as soon as she say happy birthday.
Goodness.
Just mime it to me right now. Just do your best mime impersonation, and I can imagine it.
Happy soul day, fellow Libra.
All right, thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
That motherfucker ain't said two words all show. Happy birthday, fellow Libra.
You know what?
Fuck this shit.
Libra's the best.
Man.
Like,
Team Libra.
I'm about ready for the last word.
Oh, my goodness. What is going on? Wow, all the hostility.
This show done self-imploded.
What?
This show done self-imploded.
Hey, I just found another story out about Mary J.
Okay.
No matter. He signed a prenup.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's trying to figure out how to get over. He said she earned $5 million over the last 2 years. How the fuck she earned that much money? She ain't got no songs.
Well, she been doing commercials.
She on tour.
She been in movies.
Commercials and touring and investments.
Yeah, she
you
on,
know what I'm
saying? She on tour.
Residuals.
She on tour. And he said he has no income. He said he has no income since Mary fired him.
Damn. Because
he was her manager.
You better go get unemployment like everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, he still gets some of that $5 million. Don't trip. He going to get some of that $5 million. He's going to.
But he was
sleeping,
so he might not get shit.
Exactly. He what?
He was creeping, so he might not get shit.
We got to prove a fact. I mean, you got to prove that.
Well,
sure
I'm
enough.
Sure she can. I'm sure she can.
Show me the sperm deposit. You got to show me.
Well, hey, you got to show it. You got to prove it. No, I mean, everybody keep acting like this shit ain't just like the vice versa with the woman. Like a woman be like, okay, he creeped. I get this. It's the same thing. You got to prove it.
She got it on video.
You don't prove it.
She got it on video.
All right, man. Anyway, you can file for divorce to say any damn. You know what, man? I'm done with this. Everybody, everybody know everything in this motherfucker. We got so many lawyers on this show. It's ridiculous.
She got all that money. She got all that money. Just like when men have all that money and they be wanting out, they catch their wives doing shit. Hell, they tape it. They get it on video.
All right. And you think right
about
now.
They know what
to do. Okay. Let's look at Mary's track record. You think if Mary J. Blige had a tape, she wouldn't put it out?
I don't
think so.
You know what? Ain't nobody trying to hit you because you a male bastard.
Not me.
Wardro, I tell y'all this.
Oh my goodness.
If I was in her shoes and I had a tape of my wife and she was asked for $129,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to show the judge. I'm definitely showing the motherfucking judge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
Because once a judge,
ain't
she
that
had,
a bitch.
Well,
ain't
hey,
that
I
what I just said?
Fucking.
Oh, hell, he can pay the woman he was cheating with. You pay her enough money, she'll get on the stand and say anything.
Right.
I would. I'm not going to lie, I would.
She'll
I'll
get
like,
right
yep.
on the stand.
Shit, you can buy a few bitches for that.
Shit.
I mean, that's a lot of that. $129,000. Well, he said that she was the breadwinner in a 12-year marriage and got him used to a lavish lifestyle that he wants to keep living.
And he has a breakdown of what he wants the money for to equate to that $120,000 a month.
Right, right, right. But like you said earlier, women do that shit all the time. I mean, you got motherfuckers like Puffy paying $50,000-$60,000 a month just for the lifestyle.
Damn.
$60,000 a month for the lifestyle.
Why would
that's what
he
paying his baby mama? $60,000 a month so she can live a lifestyle. That's
lifestyle.
Crazy.
He pays $90,000 for child support.
Damn.
A kid.
Mm. See, that's bullshit. That's bullshit, man. That's bullshit. It don't take no $90,000 a month to raise no kid. I don't give a fuck how many kids
but
you got.
But if you are accustomed to that lifestyle, you pay for that.
Okay.
$90,000 a month?
Say you're accustomed to it. Okay, you're accustomed to it. I got paid this kind of money for the next couple years. After that, I'm done. Only thing you're going to get is child support. You ain't going to get no gun.
Right.
You don't get no money.
I need a better lawyer.
For 20 damn years.
I need a better if I got to pay $90,000 a month for child support, I need a better lawyer because that motherfucker ain't doing his job. $90,000 a month for one kid? Man.
Shit, hell.
Fuck that. I had to rake roof her ass, man. I got to rake roof her. That bitch got to go. I can't afford this shit. $90,000. No, we got to kill her. That's crazy as hell.
Co-parent or something.
You got to put a case on her. I got to put some crack in the back seat of her damn car.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
saying y'all dumb.
Bitch, you going to jail.
That's over $1 million a year. $1 million a year. Who needs a million? And you ain't wrote a song. She ain't been in no videos. None of that shit. But she gets to reap my benefits. That's some bullshit, man. That's some bullshit, man. I wouldn't even be fucking, man. If I was rich, I wouldn't even be fucking. It costs too much, man.
So no.
$1,000 a month. For a kid that you probably don't even get to see.
If I was rich, and you find the one, but hey, you know what I'm saying? You smart, you beautiful, then this. You want to have some kids? Nah, I ain't going to be shit. As far as I'd be a good father, but you know what I'm saying? I'm out here doing my thing. But you would get taken care of a little bit. Don't be depending on me to take care of your ass forever, but that's it.
If you get them accustomed to that lifestyle, I mean, there should be a time limit as to how long, you know what I mean? But I guess.
Yeah, but you didn't have shit before you met me.
Well, you know what? How long was I with you? Was I with you 5, 6, 7 years? See, then I'm your common law wife, and you're going to pay
That's
for
what-
that.
That's why we be in a state that don't recognize common law marriage.
No,
they don't recognize that shit.
Ohio. And Ohio's one of them.
That's where we be living. We be living in fucking Ohio. I'm not going to... If we not together and I got all the money, you just fucked. I'm not going to pay for your lifestyle. Fuck that. And I'm... I'm one for a prenup. If I was rich, I would have to have a prenup. I know ladies be like, that's bullshit. You trying to say that I don't love you and all this bull. Fuck that. It's called protecting yourself. It's a prenup. I got to have one. I mean, that's just me. Give me your ass $90,000 so you can keep going to Macy's and shit. Fuck that. Then you ain't even working. You living off my $90,000 a month.
Yeah,
and I still got to get up and go to work.
Yeah, $9,000 a month. They ain't going to Macy's. Shit,
would
going
you
to,
sign a prenup?
Yeah, yeah.
I would.
I mean, if the woman
was the one that was rich, you didn't have that type of money. You know, not to say you ain't had nothing, but you ain't had her type of money.
Yeah,
if she was the one that was rich and she wants you to sign a prenup, y'all would.
I would sign it. I'd be stashing like a motherfucker.
I would want a certain amount of money for every year that we were married. If she got money like that, if we were married for 5 years, mm-hmm. he'll give me $5 million.
Hey, you know Donald Trump actually had that.
You know what I'm saying?
Donald Trump actually had that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When he was married to Martha Mabel or Mabel Martha, whatever the fuck her name was, Martha something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they reached a certain amount. I think it was like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
She signed some shit saying that once they reach 7 years, she's entitled to half his shit. He divorced her ass in 6 years, and she walked away with $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. He divorced her ass in 6 years, and she walked away with $2 million. Another year, she would have had half his shit. And she signed that shit.
She knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she made a come up $2 million, but still.
Yeah, she made a come up.
I wasn't signing no shit like that. I ain't signing no shit like that. Nah, you leave it what you came with, I'll leave it what I came with, but I ain't signing that shit. I wouldn't sign no divorce papers. We got one more year to go, motherfucker. I ain't going nowhere. I mean, that's some smart shit. If you think about it, that's smart as hell.
That's why the way he is, where he is. He's like, shit, I know you're going to try to come up on me. Like you said, after 6 years, your ass is gone.
He divorced her ass in a 6 year.
Uh-huh. He out there grabbing pussy all over the place anyway. He ain't worried about it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that motherfucker say he just walk up and just grab bitches. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You better not say nothing.
Yeah.
Just grab them. Don't say shit.
You got that kind of money, man, you get privileges. And grabbing pussy is one of them.
Did y'all know he has a patent for the comb over?
For the what?
For the way he combs his hair over. Yes. He has a patent.
Well, he keep that shit. He keep that funky shit. Look at some corn silk.
I don't think that motherfucker shit real. I don't think that's
the method,
real.
Talk about the method of combing your hair over to cover up baldness. I said he patenting this shit for real.
Damn,
Lord,
how can you
patent shit like that? It's a patent. I don't know how he did it, but it was done. So what? Can't nobody else walk around with the comb over?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
how you gonna get
paid?
He gonna sue him. Yeah, I'm suing you. That's my hairstyle. You gotta pay me for that. Copyright.
I wish a motherfucker would sue me for wearing my hair a certain way. Get the fuck out of here. You can't patent no hairstyle.
Yeah, man, you got that Caesar. You got that Caesar, motherfucker. That's my shit. I got that on patent.
That judge gonna throw that shit out. You can't patent a fucking hairstyle.
Oh my goodness.
Are you serious? He actually got his hairstyle patent. Are you dead serious?
No, I'm dead serious. I am so serious.
It's
a method.
I never heard that.
The method. It's called something like the method of, you know, the method of combing your hair over to cover male baldness. That's what it's kind of called. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the patent.
Damn.
Wow. Incredible. The shit motherfuckers do nowadays.
Yes. That was funny.
We're going to be patent fingernail styles in a minute. I see this crazy. Sue a motherfucker because they comb their hair over.
Because I don't know how he makes money off of that. I just don't know.
Somebody buying it. You best believe somebody spent some money on it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. That's what they do. Make their money.
For sure.
That's
I never
crazy.
Heard that. I watch CNN. They got damn thing. They never once said that shit. How they let that story get passed?
Yeah. Yeah. Next thing you know, somebody gonna put a patent on a sex position or something. Like, hey, I created missionary.
That's right.
Position.
If I catch you,
you
if
do
I catch you, I'm suing you.
Oh goodness.
That's
man,
crazy.
All right, y'all, it's time to get up out of here.
All right.
Yes, yeah, it's about that time. All right, who we got here? Janine, I see you on the list first. What you got for us?
Oh, it was good talking with y'all. I don't know, some people was irate today. I don't know what was going on. But y'all have a good night, and I will be on here tomorrow.
For sure. Miss Pimp.
Yeah, man. I didn't catch all of it because I was watching that Michelle show. But
I
got to say.
No. We're talking about that tomorrow. That's the topic for tomorrow.
I'm saying I wasn't on earlier due to the fact I was watching this show. So, for what I did catch, it was cool. So I can't wait
for some Chronicles. So you saying Michelle is more important than Sin City?
What? My attention span, now that I've gotten a little bit older, I got to focus on, you know, one thing at a time. And
DVR,
follow through.
DVR. DVR.
So, well, yeah.
No, you lost your cool points. You lost your cool points. You're on mute.
Okay. Well, I love you. Regardless.
You. In the mortal words of my girl, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. I put ass on mute, y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
She the weakest link. Hey, man, what you got, man?
Sin City Radio Show back on. And what's up?
All right, y'all, tomorrow night. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Don't forget, tomorrow night is the Michelle Lay movie, which I thought was bullshit, but that's just my opinion. Otherwise, if you haven't watched it, please watch it. If you haven't watched the movie, please watch it. Miss Pimp hung up. I was about to bring her back in. I was just playing. Damn. All right, y'all, tomorrow night. Peace out. We gone. Ghosts.